Good morning, everyone. Today is Tuesday, March the 20th, 2018. And I want to thank all those that participated in the talk show last night on the resurrection. I think all were edified, and we're looking forward to that time when we put off these vile bodies and receive our glorified bodies, where there will be no more curse, no more sin, no more sorrow, no more pain. Today, I'm looking in the, and if you hear Mark snoring real loud, so if you hear the snoring, you'll know that that's Mark. Next room over. Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to be behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in the pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me, put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help, leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path, because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. You know, like I've said many times, the Psalms are great courage, encouragement to me. I mean, this particular psalm was written over 1,000 years before Christ, but it is just as relevant in 2018 as it was in 1017 B.C. The psalmist starts out by saying, "The Lord is my light." Had we not been born again by the Spirit of God, we would be in total darkness. But because we have the Spirit of God in us, he's given us the light of his countenance. His light is shone upon us. He is the strength of our life. And we find that we no longer have to fear. Perfect love casteth out fear. And he says that one thing I've desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and inquire in his temple. We know the temple of the Lord is Christ. The temple of the Lord is Christ. He shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. Well, the rock, Christ Jesus, is solid, sound, immovable, unshakable, unchangeable. And he is always there to answer us when we call. Hide not thy face from far from me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. I can really relate to that passage of Scripture. You know, sometimes we get discouraged, think our hope in vain. It causes us to murmur and of our lot complain. But when we think of Jesus and all he's done for me, I cry, O Rock of Ages, hide thou me. O Rock of Ages, hide thou me. No other refuge have I but thee. He said, I had fainted unless I believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And then the last verse of that passage tells us to wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. What wait, I say, on the Lord. Sometimes we don't see how things are going to work out. We don't see the what God's purposes are, his plan is. You know, just last couple, 3 days ago, I had an answer to a very, very concerning prayer, and God brought the answer to me, and I'm grateful for it. When we take our petitions to God, oftentimes he withholds the answer. The answer may not be clear, but there are times when he brings the answer to his sheep and he makes it very evidently clear what his answer is, and he answers us. And he is concerned about his sheep. He says, my sheep know my voice and they follow me. And no man can pluck them out of my hand, and no man can pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. He says that it is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. He says that this is the Father's will, which has sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. There's no greater promise in the Bible than that promise. And he receives all of those that come to him. And no one's going to come to him unless the Father has given them to the Son. What a wonderful blessing. What a wonderful comfort that gives to us. So let us be encouraged this morning and realize that he is the light of our life. He is our rock. He's our strength. When friends and family and acquaintances forsake us, put us off, the Lord lifts us up. God bless.